Copper Valley Electric Association is a cooperative in charge of the Solomon Gulch project. Part of the Four Dam Pool Power Agency's breakup plan involves paying the cooperative $15 million to take over ownership of their project. Under the present makeup of the Four Dam Pool and Copper Valley's status as a cooperative, Copper Valley is currently non-taxable. But the prospect of owning their own project and an additional $15 million would make Copper Valley subject to taxation. This caused Copper Valley to want to revisit the proposed asset transfer agreement. According to Dave Carlson, the board of the Four Dam Pool reached a tentative resolution at the special meeting to satisfy Copper Valley. Carlson is the CEO of the Four Dam Pool. One component of the agreement is the Four Dam Pool will fund a governor replacement project at Copper Valley.
It's a project that similar to what we've done already at Tyee Lake and what we've already done at Terror Lake. And it's about a $900,000 renewal and replacement expense.
The second component of the agreement has a Four Dam Pool giving $400,000 to Copper Valley. Carlson says this money comes from surplus funds of the Four Dam Pool. The amount is Copper Valley's projected entitled share of the surplus, which is based on kilowatt hour sales.
The Four Dam Pool, our agency, is projecting based on to-date financials and then projections through the end of the year, we're projecting a surplus in a surplus of funds above and beyond what is required to pay off all the debt, defease debt, and make Copper Valley's $15 million payment.
These two components of the tentative agreement, which took some time to negotiate, add up to a $1.3 million settlement. Carlson says Copper Valley had originally requested roughly $2 million.
Well, that was a case they made. In order to come out whole and have the same projected levelized cost of power that they would have had with the $15 million payment with nothing being taxable, including interest, that's what they said they would need.
Carlson says the attorneys are currently looking at the terms of the agreement and drafting language to be included in the asset transfer agreement. Once that's done, it'll be circulated and reviewed by the Four Dam Pool board members. According to Carlson, the board will likely schedule a teleconference in the next couple of weeks to discuss and approve the agreement. Carlson says even with the concerns of Copper Valley, the Four Dam Pool Power Agency has continued to move forward with the breakup plan. He says the agency has been working on the foundation documents, like the power sales agreement, the bylaws, the amended joint action agreement, and the changes to the asset transfer agreement.
The power sales agreement, we're still getting input from, we've hired a bond underwriter because we are going to sell some bonds, and they wanted to provide some input into the power sales agreement to make sure that the document will enable the successful marketing of tax-exempt bonds. So we're still in the final stages of that. I keep saying final stages. I think we are getting pretty close.
All of the foundation documents will have to receive a final vote by the Four Dam Pool Board before they go to the five governing bodies of the Four Dam Pool. Any restructuring of the Four Dam Pool, including a breakup, cannot take place unless it is unanimously approved by the board and all the governing bodies. Carlson says the documents will all be packaged together and likely go out to the governing bodies for review in September. With the Copper Valley issue tentatively taken care of, Carlson doesn't foresee any other big obstacles standing in the way of the breakup, just what he calls administrative headaches.
There's a whole host of issues that are mostly administrative and procedural, dealing with all of the transfers of rights of way. We're transferring not only hydro projects, a lot of people forget we're transferring 110 miles of transmission line in Copper Valley and another 25 or so in Kodiak with the Terror Lake project. And you have various landowners from the Department of Natural Resources. The Terror Lake project sits within the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Bear Refuge. You got BLM, you've got university lands, native lands, and all that has to be sorted out.
Overall, Carlson says negotiations at last week's special Four Dam Pool board meeting took some time, but they went very well.
To be perfectly honest, I think everybody really represented themselves well and did a very professional, excellent job reaching a very difficult decision. Knowing that with this decision, if it is ratified, that is the last economic hurdle for the deal.
The next meeting of the Four Dam Pool board has not yet been scheduled. This is Lisa Fu Reporting in Wrangell.